Let's move on to our next story. The Chinese leader has called for the creation of a new Asian security structure with the participation of Iran and Russia. Now, President Xi Jinping, who was speaking at an Asian Regional Security Forum in Shanghai, said that the regional countries need to innovate their security cooperation and establish a new security cooperation architecture there. He added that the conference on interaction and confidence-building measures in Asia should also create a security response center to deal with emergencies. The Chinese president also issued a veiled warning to the U.S. against building up a military alliance in Asia. He said that beefing up an entrenched or military alliance aimed at a third party does not help common security. His comments come amid China's tensions with the U.S. over Beijing's territorial disputes with Japan, the Philippines, and Vietnam. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, joins us on the phone to tell us what he thinks about what the Chinese leader has said. Well, Michael Jones, let's see here. The Chinese leader calling for the creation of a new Asian security structure with the participation of Iran and Russia. It doesn't sound like any containment policy when it comes to any of these countries from the U.S. is actually working. Tell us the significance of this statement made by the Chinese leader.
Well, I think what you're seeing here is a major setback for American foreign policy, which was established by the English in 1904 with the adoption of what's called the Mackinder Thesis, which basically claims that no two countries on the Eurasian landmass should be allowed to form an alliance, which means that if they're isolated, they can be blockaded by the British Navy or now the American Navy and sort of beaten into submission. What you see here is the fruit of this neoconservative foreign policy that was pursued by Victoria Nuland in the Ukraine. It was just, she overreached. She was a holdover from the Bush administration. This really wasn't in keeping with what Obama wanted to do. And she created a situation that backfired on American foreign policy. The Crimea went to Russia. Ukraine is now shifting into anarchy. The eastern provinces are all disappearing. And the other part of it, the positive part, is that these Russia, disillusioned with its ability to try and negotiate with the West, has turned eastward to both Iran and China to form the very block of Eurasian landmass that the United States foreign policy fears.
Well, we could look at each country individually in terms of how they differ on many different respects, whether it's Iran and its nuclear program as an example, or whether it comes to China, and that's a whole host of problems that obviously exist between the two countries, specifically the pivot of the U.S. to Southeast Asia, with China saying that militarily the U.S. is trying to build up itself there. Do you see differences are going to pretty much alienate these two countries, or do they share common interests that it won't go that wide and that extreme in terms of their differences?
Well, which two countries are you talking about now?
Well, in particular right now, China and the U.S.
China and the U.S., yeah, they're on a collision course because China, the U.S. Basically got China to subsidize its debt. Okay, they are the major creditor for the United States now. And then the United States used that to build up a military power that will try to contain China and is allied with Japan, another island nation like England and America. So that's the Chinese side of it. And to China and Russia now have a complementarity because China has built up a huge manufacturing infrastructure that needs energy. And Russia now has all this gas and oil that it can sell to China because the West and Germany is committing economic suicide by siding with the United States in a boycott. So I don't think this is just momentary. I think this is a long-lasting type of alliance where both parties or all three parties can benefit from.
Very well, we're going to leave it there. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, talking to us there from Indiana.